Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday afternoon. First, I want to talk about obviously the main topic is Denzel Washington's upcoming movie here, The Book of Eli, which will be opening up Friday here the 15th. This is going to star both Denzel Washington, Gary Oldman, and Mila Kunis. This is also brought to you by the Hughes brothers, who are main minister to society back in the 1990s. Also, they did Dead Presidents, 95, and From Hell, 2001, and now The Book of Eli here opening up this week. The Book of Eli pretty much centers around a lone wanderer named Eli, basically traveling through the wasteland here in what is supposed to be like 2043, 30 years after either from the details that I've been here reading about is either from a world war and also apparently from some either a meteor impact or something of that nature. So it's kind of a combination of two deadly cataclysms that resulted in this kind of the post-apocalyptic movie for the premise for this film. It looks pretty exciting. It's mostly an action movie, a bit different than from what we saw on the road. Cormac McCarthy's book, John Hillcoat's version, film version, in which obviously we knew we had Viggo Mortensen, the man, and Cody McPhee, the child, walking a post-apocalyptic landscape in the southern United States, basically just looking for a better place to survive. In this movie, it's more action oriented. Kind of looks like Eli Denzel Washington is basically protecting a book, which is the Bible, and apparently everybody's trying to get their hands on it to use it for their own reading nefarious, maybe nefarious reasons. Obviously, Gary Oldman's in this. He's a really good actor, really good evil protagonist. They could have picked a probably better, actor to be, play the bad guy. So I look forward to see Gary Oldman in this movie. Also, Denzel Washington walks. You've seen some of the clips, the trailers. He basically opens up a can of whoop butt on a bunch of different raiders out there, and he's protecting the book, which is obviously, as we know now, it's a copy of the Bible. A lot of interesting little tidbits online from a lot of different sources, from different newspapers and critics. Overall, it's kind of an average rating. I think a lot of people, at least from what I'm reading, enjoyed the movie as far as the action for it. It's kind of mixed over Rotten Tomatoes right now with a few critics over there. But I think it's a culmination of more critics report. They get more on the on that site. You'll see probably a little bit more balance as far as how this movie is going to be reviewed here after its premiere. It looks like it's going to be a pretty exciting movie. Denzel Washington's obviously a great actor. Name it, everything from Glory, to from his his last film, he played here. He played the bad cop in the movie. Training Day. That's right. Which was a pretty awesome movie in itself. He did here recently The American Gangster and Manchurian Candidate and as I said before, Glory and he's been in Crimson Tide, Malcolm X. He's a great, awesome actor and a great action actor at that. So, you know, him playing this main part is definitely going to give this film a little bit more fuel for the fire for fans to come out there and check this out. And I would imagine probably get more better reception than the film The Road was given when it premiered last month. But I think it'll be interesting to see how after this weekend what the receipts look like. So, but I think it'll probably do pretty good. Denzel Washington, you know, in a post-apocalyptic flick, you know, with Gary Oldman as a bad guy, protecting a sacred book. You got all kind of looking the same kind of character that you see in other kind of post-apocalyptic films. Obviously, you know, looking back at The Road Warrior, you know, Mad Max, you get a lot of, you know, Raider looking types and, you know, kind of the usual same, cast characters that you see kind of in some of these post-apocalyptic, movies. I guess probably the biggest thing, what looks great and, what I've noticed, at least as far as some of the clips and trailers, still frames that I've been able to see, The background, the cinematography looks great, and you can say that some of the post-apocalyptic landscapes that you see really look spot on. So it'll be really interesting to see how this looks up on the theater. And again, that's going to be coming out here on January 15th, this coming Friday. So definitely look out for that. One other bit of news I wanted to start off with. It's about the remake of Survivors. I've talked a lot about this here on this show and on at my blog. The remake season 2 opens up in the UK today or tonight actually. So they'll be seeing the first part of season 2 beginning. I noticed here at BBC America, we've been talking about this for a while, but on BBC America, they are going to start showing Survivors, the remake, there beginning on, February 13th on a Saturday. So that's Saturday, February 13th. You can start looking for the Survivors remake on BBC America. Now, I read a little bit of news here on the Quiet Earth website earlier today, and they are reporting that basically the remake will be will get started. Well, at least season 2 probably will get started here coming. Here in America will get probably soon after season 1 gets started. It starts soon after season 1 ends here, which probably begins on February 13th. And from my understanding is season 2 will get started right after that finishes. So and I think there's 6 episodes, so you know, looking at about 6 weeks. So you're looking at probably about 12 weeks beginning February 13th, which you'll be able to get to see series 1 and series 2, season 1 and season 2. I've only been able to see little tidbits of this. I saw a kind of a pretty quality YouTube video of episode 1 of the remake. There's some differences, obviously. It's a bit updated, you know, obviously from the 1970s series. There's some interesting differences as far as some of the characters and how they come together. They have one character I thought was pretty interesting. Is that's in a prison that basically gets locked up and everyone is dead. except for him and one of the guards. And there's a scene there where, you know, how he, you know, gets loose. It's pretty interesting. But and how that unfolded, you know, him and the guard being the last remaining, you know, survivors. So there's a lot of, you know, differences in it. There's a lot of, you know, some of the characters are a bit different from the original. You have more ethnic characters that you see from the original. Just, I guess, you know, adds a little bit more, you know, to the context, a more modern, you know, of the UK. And so it, you know, kind of, you know, opens it up as far as ethnicity. And it's not, you know, just you know, just you see just basically white people, basically, you know. You know, in the original series, I mean, you had some players, you know, I guess, that played, you know, they were from Wales, and it's different parts of England, and Scots and such. So you had that kind of blend. But in this one, they do bring in characters that are, there's, you know, obviously a large Hindu and population, obviously, you know, from a lot of Indians that have migrated over to the UK. So they've just kind of, you know, put some of these extra, you know, characters in the fold as far as getting a little more realism in that aspect. So it's kind of interesting to see how that kind of blends in with it. And there's some, you know, scenes there where you see one boy in a mosque, and, you know, he's a Muslim, and, you know, everyone is basically perished. So it kind of gives you a little bit, you know, a little twist there, a little different than as far as character-wise. As far as the story goes, it still, you know, maintains the same premise as, you know, you have a virus that escaped from a lab. You know, 99% of the population it obviously expires. They do use a little bit of some of the characters, for instance, the Ministry of Health. They kind of, you know, blend a little bit more of the agency, the government segment into the remake, whereas in the old one, you really didn't see much any government or any of that in the original. You know, there was really you just kind of saw the government's breakdown, and you know, there's just not a, you know, not anything really as far as you know any government scenes in it, as far as showing, you know, how they handled the pandemic and such. And in the new remake, you see a lot of, I guess, with, you know, the real, you know, with swine flu and all of this, you see a little more realism, I guess, they're trying to inject in it by using, you know, the Department of, you know, the Ministry of Health and such, to kind of give us more realism. So they've injected a lot of that into the remake. Other than that, like I said, the storyline pretty much follows the same trail. You know, you have a few survivors remaining. They kind of, you know, come together by circumstance or whatnot. And that's really about as much as I've seen from the remake so far. As I said, I saw, you know, episode one. And I think it kind of continues down that same path. Reading a little bit from some of the viewers over in the UK and some of the critics over there, you know, they do cite some differences in it, and you know, I guess that's what would be expected in a remake, especially 30 years old. So be interesting though to see the first episode of that on BBC America again. That starts February 13th, and from my understanding, as I said, right now on the BBC America site, it just says about Survivors season one. But as I just was saying earlier, report over Quiet Earth, that they're showing that that BBC America is actually going to go ahead and show season two soon after season one is over. And another bit of news on this is also the original Survivors, seasons one through three, which I've spent a lot of time storing on memory, about 10 gigabytes, that, I, as you probably know, I've been uploading on YouTube season one. I even got in the process of going ahead and burning on DVDs now. At one point, I even thought about buying a Region 2 player, but now I've just heard that with the release of season 1 and 2 of the remake BBC America, when that ends, they're going to release the DVD compatible platform for Region 1, which is the United States, Canada, and Mexico. So we can look for that probably looking around the spring of this year, 2010. And my only request, I would hope that that the DVD version comes, because a lot of people are not familiar at all with this series that well. And my experience on YouTube is, I mean, the initial episode has got over 1,000 views. I've got probably over a couple of hundred people that are consistently watching each one of the clips. And I know for a fact that every Sunday when I put them up, 50 people are waiting on Sunday to, by Monday morning when I wake up and I check, there's 50, usually an average about 50 people that have already watched it. And then over a couple of weeks, several hundred people, you know, could come through and start watching. Especially since, you know, I posted on there that, you know, I am going to upload the full series, and also I'm looking at doing series 2. Probably soon after I upload the last episode, which will be coming up on January 17th, this coming Sunday. So if you haven't checked that out, if you want to see the original, you sure can. Obviously, you know, it's broken down into 6 clips. It's a little bit slower, you know, depending on your connection speed. It would depend on the quality that you see the clips on YouTube. But it's all there. I've pretty much edited every Sunday, every piece. I've vetted each clip, so each one is not missing any frames, or there's no missing audio or anything like that. So it's pretty good, fairly good quality. But again, if you want to see the full original, you can wait coming out. Most likely we'll get some more news about this in the next couple of months, and I'll definitely be looking for more news on it, and I'll keep you up to date on it. But look forward to, if you want to buy the original set of DVDs and have them for your own collection, they should be coming out. What'll be great also, I hope that this series that they bring out, though, I hope it does come out, because it's not very familiar. I wish they would bring out a little documentary or a little making of, kind of, so that people can, you know, kind of see the behind scenes, maybe a little bit of information about Terry Nation, the creator, and the book that he wrote back in the early 70s that is the premise for all of this, for the whole Survivor series. Hopefully that'll be included in this new box set. Obviously, you know, would hope also with the original, maybe they'll package this thing all together and just put, you know, the remake Survivors 1 and 2, 2009, 2010 with the original. That would even be even better. But I'll just have to see. And it's kind of just a little bit of news that I have on it right now. You know, I don't really have any other details to know whether or not how they're going to package it. But you know, again, like I said, you know, I have the clips over at on the Aftermath Show on YouTube. There's a link on Blog Talk Radio that you can go to. Right there on the Blog Talk Radio website. You can link over to the YouTube page directly to that, and you can start watching episodes. It's 1 through 12 right now. Episode 13, the final episode of season 1, put up there this coming Sunday. So you can check that out there. Another thing, Survivors, the Season 2 begins over in the UK today, so that'll be, I'm sure a lot of people that have been following it will be interested in seeing, watching it premiere tonight. It's been kind of delayed, and I even think BBC America has delayed the premiere of Survivors for the U.S. simply because of the swine flu kind of scare. I think they've kind of waited for it to die down a little bit. I think the time is right now, and so they've, you know, gone ahead and obviously put a premiere date for it here in America. Again, Book of Eli will be coming out this Friday at all and the theaters around the country. So, and that's Denzel Washington and Gary Oldman. You want to check out some of the cool trailers, you can take a look over on YouTube, or you can check out Quiet Earth website. That's www.quietearth.us. He's got a bit of little other post-apocalyptic news over there also that you might want to check out. So take a look at that. I just saw Nine. I haven't really done any official anything on Nine here since it premiered. That's the Stitch Punk animation that was put out put out last year. I thought it was a great animation. It was a pretty interesting little story, kind of. No one knows if the word's bland, but it's really interesting. I would say the animation itself, what made the movie, the cinematography of it, the backgrounds were excellent. Storyline probably could have had a little bit better storyline to it, made it more interesting to follow. But it kind of follows course of you have one Stitch Punk who's basically wakes up and he meets several others, and each one has a number, and they each have a purpose. They all have specialties, different characteristics, and they're basically forging through this kind of post World War III, World War IV. Kind of you see basically where humans had built machines, the machines kind of took over. They started killing the humans. Basically, now the machines are basically hunting whatever survivors are left out there. The Stitch Punks themselves are kind of the invention of a scientist who invented the machines originally that turned on the humans. He somehow, I don't know if he invents, but he produces this machine or this device that brings these Stitch Punks alive. So once they come alive, they're kind of the good protagonists in the story, and then they're being obviously pursued by the machines that are out, patrolling the cities, the destroyed cities, which they show pretty much in the movie as it starts. The animation is really good. Cinematography was really, really awesome. Definitely check it out if you haven't seen it. Nine. You'll see it on DVD. It's been out now for roughly, I'd say, about 3 weeks now. So check that out if you'd like to. That's pretty much going to about do it for today. I pretty much just want to touch on the Book of Eli. I'll try to get out there and take a look at it this weekend and do a little review of this hopefully here next week. And check out any more news here on Survivor. Again, I'll have, if you want to check out the, if you haven't watched some of the clips or been following the original series on YouTube, on the Aftermath Show, check that out. You can, like I said, you can link over there from the Blog Talk Radio website. The final episode of Season 1 will be up this coming Sunday, so you can watch the full Season 1. If you've never, obviously we've talked a lot about it here, a lot of other websites that dedicate to the genre, pretty much put this at one of the top of the list. Most likely not because it's action or is a full blown film. Say is attractive as the Mad Max series or something, or even the Book of Eli. But it's just more detailed. It goes in more depth into the actual genre, and it's kind of gives you something to think about. As far as imagining or what post-apocalyptic setting would be like. I think it's pretty close to it. One quick thing, I didn't have time here. We're running out of time. Also, what was it called? Apocalypse Man. It was on the History Channel. That was on last week. I wish I'd have known more news about that. That is an excellent show. I definitely encourage you to check that out. I think it's Reyes. It's his name. He's an ex-Marine. I believe he's an ex-Marine. He served over in Afghanistan or Iraq. But he takes the survival mode that you see the like Bear Grylls and the other guy does the survival shows. Like you see, if you get a plane crash or get a shipwreck or something, there's how you would survive in a certain situation. Well, then he takes the apocalypse scenario and just it goes with it, and it really is interesting just how he details how to you know, be aware of other survivors, you know, if you know, using abandoned warehouses, buildings, and such, all kind of neat little things. You know, one thing was on there, and was to take a nine. I never knew this, but take a 9-volt battery, take steel wool, rub them together, instant fire. Never seen that before. That was really interesting, and something there I had learned that I'd never seen before. But there's a lot of other little tidbits in it. It's really interesting, and that's called the Apocalypse Man. That is on the History Channel. It's not a weekly show. It's just I'm sure they'll be showing it again sometime here in the future. So look out for that. You know, if you really want to see it, you probably can order it, the video from the History Channel. Again, that was the Apocalypse Man. It's really, really, I really, really like that, and I think you would too. Well, that's what we're pretty much doing here for this afternoon. Again, next week I'll talk about more about the Book of Eli. Any more news here coming up here on Survivors? Also going on this year, just real quick, we know that Mad Max 4 will start filming here here towards the summer. So we'll try to get a little more news on that also as production ramps up on that. All right, thanks a lot for listening. You have a great day, and thanks for listening to the Aftermath Show.
You just become a head. Won't you take that?